Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own channel, 107.5, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Poppy Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 14th day of January, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 40 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I guess not a bad winter day, if you sun's shining anyway. That being said, let's see what we're going to get into here today. Research details the rapid increase in homelessness in certain U.S. cities. You betcha, because America first and America's great again, and it's a heyday. And we're going to get into it in just a minute. Long ago, when days untold were ruled by lords of greed, maidens fed with gold, they dared to bear their wounds that bleed. Kings and queens and guillotines taking lives denied. Scotch and parchment made the laws when bishops took the ride over to the sea.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, research details the rapid increase in homelessness in certain U.S. cities. This is from Yahoo News. Across some of the biggest cities, rent prices are continuing to rise for lower-income Americans. Meanwhile, an estimated 553,000 people experienced homelessness in 2018, according to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And I'm sure they count these just like they count the unemployment numbers. You know, who's applied and who hasn't applied. I mean, there's 100 million people, goddamn destitute in this country, and they're Americans as you're pumping 100 million in from across the goddamn border to displace us. And a recent Zillow study, excuse me, which estimated the number of homeless people in America to be closer to 661,000, over a million, found a specific correlation between rent affordability and the rate of homelessness. No. Geniuses. At a certain threshold, communities where people spend more than 32% of their income on rent can expect a more rapid increase in homelessness. Alexander Casey, a policy advisor at Zillow's economic research team, explained to Yahoo Finance that 15% of the U.S. population lives in areas where a staggering 47% of the homeless population lives, and these are areas where rents are 29% higher on average than the rest of the United States, and most of these communities are already past the 32 tipping point. Well, I mean, this isn't rocket science, people. We've talked about it before. You know, we didn't reproduce our numbers. How is it that there's just, you know, so many, we're competing with so many people that the rents are so high that a person working a goddamn job can't afford it. He has to live in their car working a goddamn job. It's because the third world is being pumped in here. I'm telling you what, they got goddamn houses. They got cars. And when they, you, and they're all government subsidized. So when it's just like an aspirin at the hospital, you know, when it's government subsidized and the price, you know, government, because everybody wants their, you know, all the Jews are running it and they're stealing all the money. Oh, of course, goddamn rents are going to go up. And then these renter associations, these illegal corporate extensions of the corporate United States, where they get together and collude. And I mean, form monopolies in every town. There's places where you could, I mean, around like in Eugene, if you have an old power bill with the power company and you go to rent a house, you haven't paid, you have to go pay your power bill. Pretty soon it's going to be you owe so much money on this credit card, you got to pay this credit card off before you can rent. These motherfuckers need to be taken down. They need to be taken down hard. These fucking Californian invaders have done this to the state of Oregon to the point that the people that have been here for generations can't afford to fucking stay here anymore. Because they're competing with goddamn Chinese coming in with goddamn the wealth of America that has been stolen from us. And a recent Zillow study, which, okay, 61,000, rapid increase, I'm getting expected. Alexander Casey, a policy advisor at Zillow's economic research team, exclaimed to Yahoo Finance that 15% of the U.S. population lives in areas where a staggering 47% of homeless population lives. And these are areas which rents are 29% higher. New York City, Los Angeles, and Seattle stand apart. And I'll tell you why Seattle. It's all fucking Chinese. The Chinese are the people that, you know, these Chinese communists, you know, where to each his own and nobody has a whole lot or anything. All the filthy rich Chinese, they bought Seattle. And the goddamn traders that sold it to them, that without authority, the corporation that is an act of fraud, that is an act of treason in just its existence. We can sell Seattle. We can sell these things. Fuck the American nationals. Get out. I mean, that homelessness is just another step towards that ditch and that 40 caliber hollow point to the back of your head. New York City, Los Angeles, Seattle stand apart. Zillow researchers clustered different communities together based on how they're experiencing rising poverty rates, existing homelessness. Wait a minute. I thought we're in a boom here. Oh, it's just a boom for the top 5%, huh? All this big things about the wages going up and everything. Yeah, they're going up. They're going so astronomically up for the top 5%. And then they're throwing them in the whole mix. Oh, goddamn, everybody's making a whole lot more. No. The poor people have less. Because you've had to give more to the fucking filthy rich who do not need it. Think about that. For one of the great accomplishment of the carnival barker. $3.2 trillion to the people who ripped us off in 2008. We had to borrow the money to pay off their fraud and then owe them the money with the interest. What? And homeless rates and declining affordability. The places where people are most, and like I said, don't forget that, goddamn it, we didn't reproduce our numbers. There should be a glut. There should be a glut for the people because, you know, all we're doing is really just moving into the homes that our parents lived in. If they got to retain them, which they didn't because they never belonged to them, and the goddamn banks and the government working in coalition with the corporate crown, took all that property back into their holdings, and now you can come rent from their goddamn the Masonic bastard that gets the control over the area, his territory, and the collusion between the real estate. I mean, these real estate associations incorporated. It is goddamn. It's bullshit. It's like going and paying $100 a night to stay in a fucking motel room. It's completely ridiculous. But we're giving you $7.67 for a federal minimum wage. What's your problem? And that is the federal minimum wage. I told you guys at $16 an hour, it didn't match the $3.05 minimum wage when I started out. What is $7? That's not, fuck, that ain't even half of what minimum wage was when I first started working. most at risk for homelessness, according to the places where people are most at risk for homelessness, according to the study, include New York, Los Angeles, Seattle, and Boston, which all have crossed the 32% affordability threshold. You know, see, this is what they fucking, one of those other little things that this fucking government was supposed to do is to make sure that they didn't form power monopolies like this and move fucking foreigners into our country illegally. So we can, see, we don't only compete for our own resources on the international market like our oil, you know, the gasoline and shit. We're also competing for our own fucking, like our Jefferson said, we'll wake up homeless on the continent that we, our forefathers conquered, because there'd be some fucking Mexican, some Honduran, some Guatemalan, some Chinaman occupying our goddamn real estate. Hell no, you can't afford to rent no goddamn more. You sure as hell ain't going to own a home unless you're a chink coming here from China. Who has prospered from the theft of our resources through the payoffs to the fucking corporate crown? Then you can like have something to look down your nose at the goddamn people that own this fucking country. Can't even speak our goddamn language. Affordable threshold. The three U.S. cities with the most homeless people in 2018 were New York with 78,676. And see, you're not counting all the homeless. This is horse shit. There's 100 million motherfucking people that have been swept under the carpet in this country. American nationals who own this son of a bitch. And they've been swept under so that you can bring this fucking trash from other countries in here to demoralize and finish off the goddamn resources, the theft thereof. Los Angeles, 49,955. Seattle, 12,112. According to the most recent HUD data, a 2016 Wall Street Journal report highlighted that while overall homelessness in America was declining, the homeless population in the cities and others had risen rapidly since 2010, because you're not out there counting those people in those fucking tent cities, are you? Because they're considered, they got a home, they got a tent. They got a tent, that's home for them. But not for these son of a bitches crossing your border. They got to have big screen TV, swimming pools, goddamn volleyball courts, basketball courts, at the very fucking best doctors and dentists that your goddamn money can buy, so that you can fucking live like a goddamn animal in your country. Why these fucking mutts take everything from you. We attribute a great majority of homelessness to rent affordability. No shit. These, like I said, that it is racketeering. If you sit down, you documented it, but see, the racketeering, that's within the statutes. That's the 14th Amendment. That has nothing to do with we the people. But we the people as individuals have been fucked because they are letting, they're taking what belongs to us, and they're handing it off over to foreigners coming across our borders illegally and without due process of the law. It's being taken from us and given to them. And they hate that fucking Bill of Rights. If that son of a bitch was gone and those guns were gone, you boy, you think you've lived shit already? You ain't lived nothing yet. Megan Hustings, interim director of the National Coalition for the Homeless, told Yahoo Finance. She added that gentrification, whatever in the hell that word means, plays a big role in it, along with public housing developments in urban areas being torn down and the overall continuous decline of affordable housing. No, it's getting worse because there's more competition for it. It's called supply and demand. And you're pumping the fucking demand in here on the fucking cheap housing for the people who aren't a part of the goddamn clique, that aren't a part of the ruling elite, the better you can fucking afford. But you're going to hand that spick $257 a day, more than a goddamn honest American can make in a goddamn day working. So he's going to get the goddamn house and you ain't. And it's going to continue until we fucking take our guns and we shoot these motherfuckers down and stop it. And we have every goddamn right. What they have done to us is incredible. We attribute a great majority of homeless to rent affordability. No fucking shit. Megan Hustings, interim director for the National Coalition of Homeless, told Yahoo Finance. She added that we did that big role in, along with public housing developments in urban areas. Yeah, you betcha. in June. Why we need all this new fucking housing. Go out and look and go out to these new housing developments. See who's fucking occupying them. We need our fucking country back is what we need. We not, you know, Trump came in with the biggest problem. I mean, that's the one that really hooked. I mean, it was just desperation for people. But that's when it hooked. If we're going to remove everyone illegally here, you know, if they did that, you know what rent would cost you? It would fucking be nothing. And your wages would shoot through the fucking roof. That's why people fell for that fucking con. And he has no intention of doing it. In fact, he's just like we promised you. He's going after the goddamn rest of the middle class now. You high techers who went out there and voted for Trump, just wait, hey, I'm one of the system people. I'm a Republican corporation, whether I realize it or not. And I'd really like to become a real corporation. I mean, I'd get maybe some of them government contracts where they're taking the money illegally from the fucking people and spending it as they see fucking fit. We never gave up our goddamn sovereignty to become a nation as people. In fact, our Bill of Rights assured it. That these bunch of fucking racketeers could never, that's what it is, man. I mean, these housing, like these, goddamn real estate, goddamn conglomerates, they couldn't exist. Why? Because you removed my common law court so that when they try to fuck me, I can't take them it would all be torn down. That's why the first move had to be to remove the common law courts. The people's protection for themselves, backed ultimately by the gun. In June 2018, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, received widespread criticism after an Associated Press analysis found that a proposed HUD plan would raise the rent of low-income tenants by about 20%. But you know what? They'll subsidize that if you're from another fucking country. You don't pay no goddamn rent. You get free Walmart, you get free food, and you don't pay no fucking rent. You got it? That's how you coax a recolonization force in to take a fucking country over. Due to the ongoing government shutdown, HUD could not be reached for comment about public housing developments. Fucking laughable. Non-essential, huh? High rent in America is a fact of life these days. No, it's a goddamn, it is racketeering is what it is. And easily proven racketeering, even in the Admiralty. But the Admiralty, they're the ones doing it. They're the ones that own the Star Chamber courts. So it's just what it is. It's just plain fucking theft without any kind of legal recourse for the person being stolen from. High rent in America is a fact of life these days. Fuck you. We've seen rent rising, Casey said. What is that? Can we just... Well, you guys have got that extra $100. You know, your rents went up $200 a month. Boy, God, that Trump, he's one of us. He's one of somebody. Why is that? Can we just disentangle... you start to realize the story of rent, affordability, and homelessness doesn't read the same in every single community. Over the last 5 years, the U.S. Medium rent has risen 11%. Did your wages raise that? Well, wages went up. They went up 4%. They went up 4% as inflation went up fucking 10% and fucking housing went up 11%. And they just got $3.2 trillion just handed to them. They just got to bring in all their offshore profits for a goddamn 20% tax when it should have been taxed. I mean, goddamn, I mean, they put us in prison if we try doing what these son of a bitches are doing. Taking money and hiding it offshore so that we can't be taxed. We're the only ones that can't be taxed legally. Medium income spent 28.2% of their earnings on a rental. According to Zillow, that is significantly above the 17.7% that medium income households buying a typical home today spend on their monthly mortgages. So what do you do? You're just a fucking wait. You're a slave. You're a wage slave. You're a wage slave to these goddamn conglomerates. These real estate. What does Trump do? That's right. He's a real estate son of a bitch. These real estate fucking criminal conglomerates. And then operating right in front of, I mean, in concert because they're getting their fucking brown envelopes every fucking month. I just like when they were at the landlord-tenant laws, man. Remember? And they sold that to the fucking people about 20 years ago. And they wrote them down. Boy, there was a protected the tenants from these goddamn slumlords. Turn it around. And now these motherfuckers, like I said, you go to rent a fucking house. And you all build it. It has nothing to do with fucking rent. And, oh, well, you got to pay off that. We have found a bill here on your credit. You got to go pay. You got to go pay my cousin over there running another fucking scam. Or you can't rent a house.
I'm not on any of this. Statistics.
That's probably the best place to stay, brother.
You know, the last 2 years I did concrete, we were working in a neighborhood where all new houses were going up. Well, we built dirt bikes and raced around. I just call it Cardboard Hill.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we're doing flat work up there. I ain't doing it now. It was a couple of years ago. The 101 in that neighborhood was of this country.
Oh, huh.
Not a one.
Well, no. This isn't fucking rocket science. They'll tell you. They're telling us right now the reason we need to bring these hordes in here is there's just all this work that needs to be, all these resources that need to be extracted. And we don't want to pay a fucking American to do it, you see. We want to pay, we want to pay a Mexican wage or a goddamn, Indian wage for somebody to come in here and do it on a fucking visa. It's as plain as nose on your face, and to come in a visa and automatically, goddamn, you're voting and you're a citizen and stuff, and then you go to rent a house and you're competing with these motherfuckers who ain't even supposed to be here, who we never gave no permission to be here.
And you had to babysit the sidewalks because sooner or later someone's going to walk right in it. And they don't even know.
Yep. Absolutely, man.
I'm not kidding you either, man.
I hear you, brother.
After first, you're like, really? And then after that, it's like, well, you know, that's what's going to happen. We just got to wait here. I don't do that no more, and I'm just cutting out from that. But you did say a word that lit me up earlier. You were talking about something else, but I like the word. Two of them, really. You said xylo. That cracked me up, and boom! There's going to be a boom.
It has to happen. The only question here is how far are the people going to be ground down into the fucking ground before they stand up and fight? There is no question to what's going on here.
Not long ago, I in the evening, I tuned into someone else, and I was in awe with the guy talking. And I thought, this has got to be the most moronic ignoramus that ever drew a breath from the third rock, and elsewhere maybe, where they kicked him out of. And I was listening to it, I'm like, what? He's like, what? And they just listened to it, you know, like, in awe, thinking, this guy got a following.
Well, the thing is, brother, you know, it is a propaganda ministry now. I mean, this is 1984. Now you can look outside and see the fucking sunshine, and no, it's dark. It's dark outside.
And that dude's name is Kelso. I'm like, man. And I would say, I wouldn't tell no one to go listen to him. I mean, if he ain't got nothing to do, do nothing. Just crying out loud. Don't waste your time. Man.
I hear you.
Unless you want to stand there and go, no way. I was on there too long because I'm like, I had to find out who that was. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
The thing is,
I can't remember what he's talking about.
The bastard understands exactly what he's doing. And he's getting fat off of fucking lying and fucking betraying his own people. That's why these son of a bitches, you know, I was thinking about it the other day, you know, 15% were deported from the 15% of the population was deported from this country that were the straight up Tories. Everybody but that 3% that won it should have been thrown the fuck out of here because they didn't have, they had no interest in it. They didn't have no skin in the game. They like that term, don't they? And I think that's the way it should be this time. When we're forced to fucking do this, whoever doesn't step up and help, I don't care if you didn't. We didn't join the other side. You didn't fucking stand up and you didn't earn this and your ass is out of here.
Each one of us is worth a buttload of them fools.
You better know it, brother.
You know, but I don't want to interrupt the show. I just feel bad when I do it. I got to go out to the generator. It'll be noisy anyway. Pooch has got to go run on the drifts.
All right.
Anyway, I'll be listening in.
Good to talk to you, Hal. Take care, brother. A good example, according to Casey, is in Houston, Texas. The researchers looked at trends in the city's rising rent prices and chronic high poverty rates. Chronic, I'm seeing it's just in a few places, but they keep showing all these different goddamn places. No, it is the fucking top 5%. They got a fucking hell of a boost in the ass. They got a finger clear up to their goddamn eyeballs. The rest of us got shit on. The people at the bottom are fucking getting less, while the people at the top are getting more. That's just all there is to it. I mean, you can tell them, oh, the country is just very prosperous, but when you go to fucking buy food and you can't afford it, you can't buy Ford fucking gas, you see yourself, I mean, you're living it. You're becoming poorer every day as you watch these motherfuckers building, you know, getting another fucking golden toilet seat. This is how they sell communism to countries. They come in and say, look at this shit. This all does belong, you know, you way outnumber these motherfuckers. You should join the communists and go after these capitalists. No, we should kill the capitalists and we should kill the communists and go back to our free enterprise system and recover all our wealth and live happily ever after. But that's going to mean these son of a bitches, these Rothschilds, these Carnegies, these Rockefellers, all of these son of a bitches, the International Monetary Fund, they need to die. They need to be dead. Until they are dead, their evil fucking minds and their evil collusion will never stop. And there will never be peace on this earth. You see that homeless rates are significant lower and similar per communities in Houston, Casey said. The model helps identify Houston as an example as a place of here's other peer communities where national policy folks might want to start to look to see what lesson can be learned, what kind of policies are they implementing. Now, see, because all of when I'm talking about these fucking real estate sons of bitches, see, they're all mixed in with the HUD, the Section 8s, and they got, you know, they all tied in with the government. They're part of the government. Every fucking real estate, one of them that holds a goddamn license, not, and you sons of bitches riding around Chilkman, you know what you are and who you are. So do I. But the bottom line here is that price fixing is what that is, people. We buy up all that come from California, buy up all the goddamn rental properties around here and charge people that lived here all their life what we decide. And we tell them that, you know, you didn't pay your garbage bill at the last place you lived. Yeah, that garbage bill has to be paid for. You can get a house because we decide who gets a fucking house. Oh, you know what, man? The time is coming, you motherfuckers. All right, the time is coming. And like Hal mentioned, you know, there's new developments. Go look and see who's living in them. Thou ding dong. Or is it somebody looking for a bigger, better life? Your fucking life. What belongs to you? This was all taken from us without due process of the law by an illegal corporation, by a goddamn tree, an active, ongoing act of treason called the United States Corporate Crown. They need to go down, and they need to go down hard. According to National Low Income Housing Coalition, out of reach 2018, a full-time worker earning the federal minimum wage, $7.25. Oh, we're going to come back right there. We're at the bottom of the app, but we're going to come back to that $7.25 when we get back. We'll be right back.
Take your break. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Help them.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, chilling from the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:36 Pacific Time, and that was Nazareth with Expect No Mercy and Expect None. I mean, see who these goddamn people are. No quarter ass and ungiven. It's just fucking wipe them out or they're going to wipe us out. These dirty, rotten, stinking, goddamn secret society sons of bitches. This Masonic whorehouse. Yeah, we were down here at $7.25 an hour, huh? Minimum, federal minimum was $7.25. Anybody out there that could live on $7.25 an hour? That's called slavery. That isn't even room and board for your work, people. Needs to work $7.25 an hour. Needs to work approximately 122 hours per week for all 52 weeks of the year, or approximately 3 full-time jobs to afford a 2-bedroom rental home at the national average fair market rent. What does that tell you? That tells you that they're putting the American national, I'll tell you what, and the right reason, one of the reasons the prices are so high is because the government, it's paying the rent. I mean, there's the new population coming in here, these fucking third worlders, they're getting free rent. They're getting free Walmart. That is the $257 a day. And they got 10 kids, so they're getting about a $20,000 check at the end of the goddamn year. This is how you displace a population. This is how you replace a population with fucking slaves. 122 hours per week for all 52 weeks of the year, approximately three full-time jobs to afford a 2-bedroom home. And the report stated, in no state can a worker earning the federal minimum wage or prevailing state minimum wage afford a 2-bedroom rental home at fair market rent by working a standard 40-hour week. So what they're doing is, like I said, this is all heading backwards. They had us as their goddamn subject, the King of England, and it's the crown heads of Europe. It is the international corporate mafia from the top down bringing us into a state of slavery. You're a subject. You can't even complain about it because there's nothing here but Star Chamber Courts of the Crown. There's only one thing left, and that's that second article. And that's if we don't exercise that fucking right, we're fools. They'll put us all into the goddamn streets, and your children, and your what they'll do to your grandchildren. Don't even think about it. And the report stated, in no state can a worker earning the federal minimum wage or prevailing state minimum wage afford a 2-bedroom rental home. The problem is that there's just too much poverty. What? Haven't you looked at the stock market? There's trillions being made. There's piles of wealth. It's piling up higher and higher. But what do you mean there's just too much poverty? Well, it ain't the fucking illegals coming in here, invading our country. They're not impoverished. They get more goddamn money than a person working 2 or 3 fucking jobs in American National. And everything free. Although it may seem that raising the minimum wage is the solution to fixing the rent affordability issue, Casey argues that may not be the case. No. What Trump said. What did Trump promise you? What did that lying, dirty, two-faced, fork-tongued son of a bitch promise you? Every one of them would be out of here. Now, if you threw everybody out of here even under this fucking corporate crown, if you threw everybody out of here that wasn't supposed to be here, I guarantee you'd have a good wage. You'd be living high on the hog. It's the people that are supposed to be here because we didn't reproduce our numbers. There would be a glut of, and not to mention, but see, they'll turn around. And they'll tell you, well, there's all this resource to be extracted. Why are we in such a hurry to get rid of our wealth? In such a goddamn hurry that we'll just give it away to other fucking countries around the world so that a handful of fucking traders in Washington can get brown envelopes every week? Their fair share and ours too, and then still giving half of it away to the goddamn, to another country. Why would your goal be? I mean, it's just like if you had a store of food. and you had enough to get you through. You know, you had more than you needed. But would you just start giving it away just to anybody that fucking wanted it after you worked and fucking acquired it? It belongs to you. Should anybody be able to come in and say, well, you just got a whole big store of food there, and you got these fucking refugees coming in from Honduras that weigh 300 fucking pounds apiece, and they need some fucking feeding. So we're going to take from you, American national, without due process of law. We're going to use our corporate authority, which was a usurpation upon your goddamn original constitution, and an absolute violation of the law that is your Bill of Rights, ratified motherfucking superior law of this country. They're spitting on it. And the report stated in no state. The problem is that there's just too much poverty. Although it may seem that raising the minimum wage may be the solution fixing the rent affordability issue, Casey argues, that may not be the case. Los Angeles is a fascinating example, Casey said. In L.A., the rent affordability there is really off the charts. Well, what do they got in L.A.? They got more goddamn south of the border motherfuckers than down there than they do American nationals. And see, all of them, the people out here in the rest of this goddamn country are paying it for them. That's why the rents are so high. $2,000 a month for four beaners? No problem. We'll get the money from Kansas. We'll get the money from fucking Ohio. We'll tax the fucking people and then tax them until they're buying homes for, well, that's what we're doing. We're getting homes for fucking foreigners who are broke the law coming here, have no right being here, who are an invasion force, and we're buying the goddamn, we're paying for it. Enjoy yourselves. And not to mention they have no goddamn authority to tax an American national anyway. Under the little United Big Ass States of America, the original constitution, they were supposed to pay for that fucking government with tariffs from other countries. They can never touch us or tax us for our personal allodial property. No matter how you measure it. Even if you're a person in LA who is earning the typical income, it's going to be pretty stretched to afford even a modest priced rental in that area. Casey continued, so what I think LA really speaks to is that even if you raise income for people that are the most vulnerable to becoming homeless to a significant degree, there just isn't the availability of housing for them. Why? Because of fucking third worlders. You've got 100 million people minimum here that aren't supposed to be here. Get rid of them and see how much goddamn rental property there is. See what rent is then. That's why they want them pumped in here. Like I said, this was supposed to be a bastion of freedom and liberty. It was turned into an industrial goddamn capitalist fucking steal what you can as quick as you can and get the hell out country. Steal it from the people. And it is all stolen property, and when we come to get it, we ain't going to be fucking nice about it. Housing for them. When you might think it different in a different city, there are some cheaper rental options available. The problem is that there's just so much poverty, so few resources, but goddamn, it's booming. Look at the stock market. The filthy fucking rich, the top fucking 5%, and absolutely that top 1%, I mean, they're piling mountains of gold. But the goddamn American national can trace their lineage back into this country before the fucking United States even existed. Oh, there's nothing for you. You're homeless on the continent that your forefathers conquered because a handful of fucking thieving ass traders have fucking formed an illegal corporation in violation of the law. And they're selling it. They'll sell. They don't care if your house is worth $10,000. They'll just take it and give it to a fucking foreigner. Because that's what they want. They want a slave fucking population. They don't want to have to cart our goddamn natural resources, our raw resources, clear across an ocean to manufacture them, to bring them back here as trinkets to sell to the American people, because that's all available so that they can buy up more of your goddamn country that they can't be sold without your permission, that can't be taken from you without the due process of the law. That's why. Then even if there is a place that wouldn't require that much money, rent every month, that money isn't there. inconsistent or the interconnected web of housing market. Yeah, the interconnected fucking, it's a goddamn racketeering is what it is. And it's nation fucking wide, and everybody listening to my voice knows it. That's had to pay rent. These motherfuckers, when they sit down, that's, it's price fixing. That's what they would have called it. See, when they were writing all these laws so that they could take over, so you'd agree, oh, yeah, we'll let the government handle that. Let the government handle that. We don't need our common law courts to make sure there ain't no price fixing going on, because they done passed laws against them. Well, you know, a few brown envelopes and goddamn across this country, you have goddamn rental associations across this fucking country, people, that are sitting down and they're deciding how much you're going to pay. And like I said, all of them are tied into the federal government, so violating your fucking Bill of Rights just ain't in it. That they'll pump them goddamn foreigners in here. Pump them in here, and then, and the people, the thing is, the people that are still in the middle class, they are having their money took from them so that they can pay these outrageous rents for these motherfuckers who ain't even supposed to be here, and then you can't afford to compete with them because, hell, you're working for a living. Casey, like Hustings, said that, gentrification is a significant factor. I'm going to look up what that fucking word means. When we think about gentrification, we think about displacement, spillover from one area to the other. No, from one country to the other. They're spilling the fucking third world into our goddamn country, and we're having to pay to house these motherfuckers so that we can't got enough money to house ourselves. See, we're supposed to go out on the streets and let our children starve to take care of their fucks. From down in Honduras and Guatemala and all around the goddamn world, the Chinese, every shitting ass one of them. But the fact that data is available at the median and changes for the medium income renter are predictive to homeless rates, rate is just a really powerful illustration of something I think a lot of people fail to recognize. No, people aren't failing to recognize it. There is just, like I said, you think you have swept 100 million people under the carpet. When them people come up out of them trenches and they come at your ass, you're going to realize you didn't sweep nobody nowhere. And you're going to get smeared. I don't care. You're not going to be able to run. This earth ain't big enough for you to fucking find a place to hide on. Because we will take our nuclear arsenal back. And we will demand that you be delivered to us for punishment. Like I said, there are a few. Like the Bushes and the Clintons and the Obamas. We'll see, the Obamas, we'll send them over there to Gaddafi land. What the hell, with Libya. And then the Bushes, we'll send them to Iraq. And then the Clintons, we'll send them. Well, we can send them over to Libya too. I think they got a beef with that bitch there over there, and his. Oh, God, the fucking animals. And we'll let them people exact the justice on them, and that would be fair. And we're gonna have fair. Okay, so where were we? Casey said, which is the interconnected web of housing market. If changes to affordability is affecting someone at the medium income level, that they might reinstitute, replace, and bump people down further and further. And that's exactly what's happened, only it's not the middle class that's doing it. It's not the middle class. Once you reach a certain point, you can afford to buy a house. It's cheaper than rent. What it is the goddamn government. It's like the aspirin at the hospital. The government will pay $20 for an aspirin for a Mexican that comes in there. So then, goddamn, what's an aspirin going to cost you? What's the price of aspirin? It's being artificially inflated by stealing money from the fucking people through violation of the Bill of Rights, without due process of law, taking their money and using it to pay $20 of goddamn aspirin. That's why, I mean, then you don't think the pharmaceutical companies would allow that, would you? Casey added, gentrification is a topic that illustrates how interconnected the rental market is, and the changes to rental prices to one person is kind of a trickle-down effect. Yeah, we're being trickled down, all right? I see it every day. I see them in their goddamn brand new rigs. This time of year, the only ones that are really pissed off about this government shutdown are the goddamn illegals here with 15 fucking kids. They're waiting on their $20,000 check so they can go get a brand new fucking rig again this year. I see it. People who cannot speak the language. You know that they're not skilled labor. But there they are, driving brand new fucking rigs when you can barely afford the gas to drive a 20 or 30-year-old rig. Something's amiss here, don't you think? illustrative for policymakers to bring to Washington. Casey concluded that there were several key takeaways from the report. This research has helped identify that it's an ongoing, that it's not going to be, excuse me, a one-size-fits-all solution, and that each of these markets are dealing with very different types of problems, he said. In one market, there are things that need to be done in terms of increasing the supply of affordable housing, because even with income-based subsidies and even with vouchers or tenant support, there haven't been the number of units to help house people. We didn't recreate our own numbers. That means they are not us. These people who are taking everything are not us. He continued, in other places there might be units available, but they're substandard, and there needs to be substantial resources put to the rehabilitation. That's it. Let's give these motherfuckers, these goddamn criminal cartels, these criminal rental cartels across this country, let's send them some fucking taxpayer money on top of the taxpayer money they take for the Section 8 and for housing every motherfucker that wants to come into this country illegally. Rehabilitation of affordable housing stock. In other places, housing might be decently affordable relatively, and it's a matter of providing vouchers or income subsidies to families. No, the fucking goddamn foreigners. If you threw every son of a bitch out of here that has no right to be here, absolutely no right, you're talking about removing 100 million fucking people. You think there'd be some rentals around? You think the rent would go down? You think the wages would go up? Wasn't that what that dirty son of a bitch promised you before he started handing the country over to his international brethren? The road department to Mitch McConnell's gook wife? And now they're talking about toll roads? You already pay enough in goddamn taxes to fucking pave the roads with silver? And now they're talking about turning it over. No, we're going to privatize that to another country. Another country should make money off of you going down the goddamn road that belongs to you, you built. Treachery? Betrayal? They're not us. It's not our government. And it's time we shut them the fuck down. We outnumber them thousands to one. We're armed to the fucking teeth and we're taking this shit. And still, in other places, there are a wide variety of these types of approaches. Flexibility can be implemented in more local solutions. More programs. You need more government employees. More of these useless motherfuckers. You know, this whole shutdown they're talking about. What are they talking about? We've shut down. We're not paid all the non-essential fucking government. Non-essential government. So if it's non-essential, if I'm sitting here and I fucking can't afford gas in my fucking rig, what the fuck am I doing paying for something non-essential to me? Well, you just will, because you're a subject slave. That's why. He continued, in other places there might be units available, substandard, and there needs to be substandard. We got to get more. That's it. That's all there is to it. Flexibility can be implemented, more local solutions. As for the future, Casey hoped policymakers use this kind of research to tackle the nuance of the issue. This has helped be illustrative for policymakers. See, policymakers, not lawmakers. We were supposed to have lawmakers in this country. This is corporate policy being enforced as public law. It's corporate. The motherfuckers have no authority over us. And they've hired goddamn gunmen. They have hired mercenaries to come out and enforce their goddamn private policies for their private corporations on the public who own this goddamn country and who fucking this government's supposed to work for. They're supposed to be our bitches, remember? No, this has helped policymakers to bring to Washington to show we might have different problems here than folks over here, he said, and we can shape responses accordingly. Just more bureaucracy, that's what we need, more bureaucracy. Goddamn people, they talk about their boom. Right here they tell you about poverty and shit. You never once, but they tell you the fucking naked truth of it. The majority of the fucking people out here are getting fucked. The 75% are getting fucked. They have nothing to do with the corporation. They want nothing to do with the corporation. And now they're starting to understand that the corporation exists. And that it was put there fucking legally, in direct violation of the supreme law of this land. It's time to
kill the corporation.
Texas officials vote to remove Confederate plaque that says Civil War wasn't over slavery. Ooh, somebody's telling a truth? We can't have that. This is from the Texas Tribune. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Following more than a year of complaints from elected officials of all political stripes, a state board that oversees the Texas Capitol grounds voted unanimously Friday to remove a controversial Confederate plaque that falsely asserts that the Civil War was not a rebellion, nor was it underlying a cause to sustain slavery. It wasn't. It's been proved 100 times over. It's just like that phony fucking Holocaust. And you know, you've seen this with the Confederates, Confederate statues. Why that particular period in time, you know, like around 1868, where they want to make all the goddamn, any kind of records of, you know, of what really happened back then. See, just evidently somebody knew better back then even. You know, and here they even, you know, they got together and they put up a fucking plaque saying it's all a fucking lie. We can't have that. They have to make that portion of history disappear. They have to take that clear out of your mind, because if they don't, you have to look at that 14th Amendment and you have to say, am I a subject? Isn't that what we fought the King of England so we wouldn't be subject, so we would be free individual sovereigns? Isn't that what we fought that first war over? And what was that second war over? Well, that was so that they could make us all fucking slaves. And it was about slavery to that extent. The decision comes more than a month after Republican Governor Greg Abbott, that fucking faggot, goddamn treasonous piece of shit, who chairs the six-member state preservation board, called for it in a letter to Executive Director Rod Welch. State Representative Eric Johnson, Democrat, Dallas, has led a crusade to get rid of the Children of the Confederacy Creed plaque, which was erected in 1959 for more than a year. He has said that the plaque is not historically accurate. Who in the fuck, did you say it? I say you're a goddamn filthy ass fucking traitor, and I can prove it on paper. The whole Civil War was a fucking lie that can be proven on paper. Let's talk. Hey, Abbott, I want to talk to you about the 14th Amendment. You're a fucking lawyer, ain't ya? I want to talk to you about how a subject can have a Bill of Rights, and how a Bill of Rights being ratified by all the states and the supreme law of the land can just be randomly violated through corporate policy. My corporate policy falls in conflict with your rights. My corporate policy prevails. You want to bet? That's what that second article was put in there for, to make sure this shit didn't happen. Plaque was erected. Texas House Speaker Dennis Bonin, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, both Republicans, serve as co-vice chairs on the preservation board under Abbott. Momentum for removing the plaque has picked up steam in recent weeks. Bonin, the newly next House Speaker, previously called for its removal, saying the plaque was, quote, historically inaccurate. Well, that's a pretty open fucking statement. How is it historically inaccurate? And in perhaps the most explicit call from a statewide official yet, Land Commissioner George P. Bush, you got a Bush there, huh? Tweeted that these displays belong in the museum, not on our state capitol. Republican State Representative Jeff Leach of Plano, who was tapped by Bonin to sit on the board Thursday, has also spoken in favor of the plaque's removal. Well, there's three of you. Three of you are going to decide for the state of fucking Texas. Why is the state of Texas fucking letting you walk their fucking streets? Why aren't you fucking hiding somewhere in a spider hole? Because the men lost their fucking balls to let you just fucking come in and just run them like goddamn children? We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, you know, let the anger build. Just keep control of it until it's time to unleash on these dirty son of a bitches. We will enforce that Bill of Rights, and we will shove all of this shit right down their throats. And that is the Word from the Trenches.